Thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1749, Bruce and Kathy King.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 22,024 square feet more or less and lying southwest of Nassau Road, being Route 266B, 200 feet northwest of the railroad and 70 feet northwest of New Road, Route 266, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, Map 5, Parcel 73. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey of the property showing the existing improvements of a two-story dwelling and a garage. And they were submitted by the applicant with their application. We did receive, again, three agency comments. First one being from DLDOT. It was provided in the form of a letter and support facilities report on January 29, 2014, and references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service A of Nassau Road may change to a level of service B, that they presently cannot predict the site's trip generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful, and that they recommend that the rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that a need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they provided their comments in the form of a memorandum on May 2, 2014. And they referenced that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that the SOAR design assumption is one EDU for an AR1 zone lot of less than 1 acre, that the parcel has been provided with a sanitary SOAR lateral along the parcel's frontage on Nassau Road, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that the proposed CR1 zoning is not located on residential lands previously identified for commercial use by the Planning and Zoning Commission, that the engineering department has concerns that the rezoning will result in a potential increase in the wastewater flow from the parcel in the future, that a capacity evaluation at the developer's expense may be required to determine what upgrades would be required to serve a future use, that required upgrades would be completed by the developer at the developer's expense, and that a concept plan is not required. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum, and it was received on May 5th, 2014, and references that there is a soil type on the site, or that the soil type on the site is Easborough loamy sand, that the applicants will need to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that it is not likely any off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, that it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that no tax ditches are affected. Gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And I assume you're here representing this application.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, if you would give us your name, please.
Kathy King.
Okay, Ms. King, you hear what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add is that I did bring Chris Carper, that's going to be the owner of the CrossFit gym that we'd like to put on that piece of property.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see if anyone on the commission has had any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
This is probably not just for edification purposes for me. Is there a setback off that railroad that they would have to adhere to?
I don't think there's any railroad setbacks. The only way there'd be a setback is if the railroad had some type of easement, but there's not
Mr. Chairman, I also have my realtor here, Kathy Ford, that might be able to answer some of those questions,
okay,
too.
All right. We'll Sure, if you have an answer, if you want to come up and give us your, come on up, give us your name, and then you may have the floor.
Kathy Ford, Berkshire Hathaway, Gallo Realty.
Thank you, go ahead.
The railroad is on the adjacent property, the best property.
Right.
There is a 15-foot setback off that railroad. That property is also zoned commercial, but this one is to the north of that particular property, directly across from the what is now commercial, the old feed mill, Nassau feed mill. Mm-hmm. So it's right in that vicinity, if you know where that is.
Okay.
Can I just ask, is that sort of segues into something that we should just get in the record right up front? If you could describe the zonings around there. Sorry to steal your thunder there, Mr. Burton.
Okay. There are five other commercial properties there. There's Coast Survey.
I'm going to ask you to move a little closer to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
There's five other commercial properties now. The best property, the old mill property, Coast Survey. There's a garage on the, I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit, on the north end of the property coming down into Nassau, the Nassau Road, like behind the Catholic Church. That property is also, it's now a four-bay garage. That's commercial. The property across the street from that's commercial. So there's quite a few commercial properties.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Burton.
And another technical question. The garage seems to be just right on the line. If the zoning changes, does that garage have to change?
Okay. No, it would be a non-conforming use. It wouldn't necessarily have to change. It doesn't look like it crosses over the line, but it's just going to depend on what the site plan shows and what they propose to do with the site, too.
If it were rezoned C1 and they wanted to expand that garage, the expansion would have to meet the requirements.
The new part would.
Or else they'd have to go for a variance to use that same line to create a line.
Right. If it's C1, if the best property is C1, and if this property is successfully rezoned CR1, there wouldn't be a side yard, would there?
Well, there would be a minimum 5 foot.
5 foot, yeah, okay.
Well, that existing property that's there, if I may intervene, that's going to be a controlled burn by Lewis Fire Department. So that existing building.
That's going away anyway.
That will be gone.
Okay.
And they're going to put a new building
there. Take care of that.
Gone, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I understand the application.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
Just two CrossFit applications, CrossFit training applications in one night?
I think they're trying to tell us something.
We're not in shape.
I think they're trying to tell us that we could probably all do with a trip there.
It's a shame Mr. Johnson's not here, because he could elevate our status in fitness.
He could, yes, he could. He could.
Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Is that CrossFit, is that a like a franchise or something, or is it just a method of...
Could I let her answer that?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Chris Carper. We're affiliates. We're not franchises.
Need a name, please.
She said it. Chris Carper.
Chris Carper.
I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry.
We're considered affiliates, so I purchase the CrossFit name and run the business how I want to run the business.
No questions. That's okay. It. I'm good.
All right, Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
Questions.
Counselor.
None. Thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1749, Bruce and Kathy King? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1749? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Yes. Just one thing. We should have said it to Mr. DeLeon first, too. Just so that you all know the process, this commission makes a recommendation to county council, so there's a whole other hearing. I don't know if Mr. Blank or Mr. Abbott can tell you if you don't know, but this is at the end of the process, just a recommendation. So.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then.
15th.
July 15th?
Right.
Okay, there we go. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.